All right, Sammy, I want you to go to bed tonight when Uncle Jimmy and Aunt Christine tell you to. Mommy and Daddy are going to be out late tonight. We're going to my boss's birthday party. Not a lot of people from work got invited. After all of his hard work, your daddy's finally made it into Mr. Savitsky's inner sanctum.
That makes sense. You've had your nose up his sanctum for years.
So you're going to Malibu for a big party, huh?
Yeah. Mr. Savitsky's wife is throwing him a huge birthday party. I feel a little guilty. Greg's birthday is in less than a week, and I don't even know what I'm getting him yet.
Why don't you give him what I gave Jimmy last year, the Time Life series of books on the Civil War?
I'm surprised Jimmy would like that.
He didn't. That's why you can give him to Greg.
You ready?
Yes.
I wonder if Jimmy will ever get invited to the boss's birthday party.
Well, if he wants to, he better start kissing a little sanctum instead of sitting on his sanctum. You guys weren't there. Earlier, Jimmy used the word sanctum. You know what? Jimmy will think this is funny. Jimmy!
What's up? I'm on the phone.
Something really funny just happened in here. Christine, say that thing you said about the party.
What?
That thing you said about Jimmy getting to go to the party.
I wasn't invited to the party.
I know you weren't. Just say that thing that you said, and then I'll say the funny thing about the sanctum.
I don't remember what I said.
You said, I'm hoping Jimmy will want... No, there wasn't it.
I'm on the phone!
All right, never mind.
House, it's incredible.
I know. Can you imagine living right on the beach? Waking up every morning to the sounds of the ocean winds blowing through the trees instead of the sound of Jimmy blowing his nose in the shower?
Oh, look. Hey, there's your boss. Let's go wish him a happy birthday.
Wait, not now. He's talking to Sandy Grushow. That's the chairman of Fox Television. I don't want to get involved in that conversation. I'd be in way over my head.
How many olives do you think I can fit in my mouth?
63. 9.
Come on, let's go over there.
Wait. Wait till they're done, okay?
Greg, if you don't start acting like you deserve to be here, then you don't deserve to be here.
Well, I guess you're right. Well, wait a second. My breath stinks.
Really? No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
Ooh, Greg, that's your hand.
What the hell is that?
I don't know, but keep it in your pocket.
Hello, Mr. Savitsky.
Warner, have you met Sandy Grushow? Sandy, this is my vice president of business affairs, Greg Warner, and his wife, Kim.
Hello.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. I hear good things. Ever get tired of working for this cheap old coot, give me a call.
I'll do that. I'd never do that.
Have you guys tried the crab cakes?
Oh, thank you very much. And you know, I'll have another drink. This time, dirty martini, clean glass.
Warner, this is my wife, Judy, and that's her crab cake.
Oh, I am so sorry. I am so sorry. Don't worry, I didn't touch it with my stinky hand.
These crab cakes are my favorite. She had them flown in all the way from Maryland.
Wow.
Did my wife throw me a great birthday party or what, huh?
It's a lovely party.
Thank you. Now I'm going to get you that dirty martini.
All right, remember to shake it. I meant the martini. She knew that.
Mr. Savitsky, you have a spectacular home.
Well, it's just a weekend place, but the truth is, between work and traveling, we don't get much chance to use it. Mostly we just loan it out to friends.
Well, it sure is beautiful, sir.
Well, thanks. This is why you work hard, Warner.
So one day I can afford a place like this?
No, you and everyone at the studio work hard so I can afford a place like this.
Anytime. And happy birthday, sir.
Birthdays, huh? Makes you look around and see what you've done.
Well, you know what? You have a lot to be proud of.
You'd think, wouldn't you? A couple of nice homes, a beautiful wife, tremendous wealth. But underneath it all, I'm just a middle-aged man who stays up every night till 3 in the morning, crank calling old girlfriends and crying myself to sleep. Excuse me, I've had too much to drink.
And so, even allowing for market variation, I feel confident that we'll be able to finish the fourth quarter strong.
Warner, you're the financial whiz. What's your opinion?
Well, I agree with Eleanor, but no matter how strong we finish, it won't be nearly as strong as those martinis your lovely wife served at your party. Mr. Savitsky had a birthday party this weekend. Only a few of us were invited.
Now Mike's going to bring us up to date on foreign residuals.
Greg Warner?
Yes.
I'm from Valley Limousine. I'm here to pick you up, sir.
There must be some mistake.
I was told to come get you, sir.
Well, I didn't call for a limo. I'm at work. We're right in the middle of a meeting here.
Warner, go with him.
What's that?
Go with him and do exactly what he says.
Well, okay, but where am I going?
I can't say. It's a secret.
I need to blindfold you.
Do it.
Oh, well, okay. Ow.
What happened?
Warner, when you pushed your chair back, you hit Mike in the crotch. Of course, you were blindfolded. You had no way of knowing.
So, can you tell me where we're going?
I can't say.
Can't say because you're not allowed to, or you can't say because you don't know?
I can't say.
Well, I'm sure it's nothing bad. Mr. Savitsky's in on it. You know, I was invited to his birthday party the other night. Not a lot of people get invited to those. Yeah, it was a hoot. Me, Sandy Gruschow, a lot of A-listers. You know, I've been working for the company about 5 years now, and I had no idea the rise to the top would be so quick. You put the partition up, didn't you? You put the partition up, didn't you?
Yes, sir.
Is there steps? Tell me if there's
steps.
There
aren't any steps, sir. We're here.
So what are we going to do now? Sir? Hello, sir?
Hey, fella!
Surprise!
What?
Happy birthday. Come on in.
This is Mr. Savitsky's beach house.
Yeah.
Is he here?
Nope. He said we could use it for your birthday. We've got it for the whole weekend.
Wow. He did all this for me? He set this up for my birthday? This is great.
No, he didn't set it up. I set it up.
What?
I told him it was your birthday and asked if we could use his beach house for the weekend.
Are you kidding?
No. You heard what he said. He lends it out all the time. I thought, what would be nicer than for all of us to spend the weekend at a beach house?
All of us?
Surprise! Is this going to be great or what?
Yeah, wow, this is quite a surprise.
Oh, Emily's up. Listen, I'm going to go get her. You get changed and we'll all go down to the beach.
Okay, sounds great. Hurry up. I can't wait.
She's lost her freaking mind.
She thought I would enjoy this. She thought I would enjoy being pulled out of a meeting early. She thought I'd enjoy her calling my boss that she hardly knows to ask, could we use his house?
Greg, she wanted you to have the perfect birthday.
Well, she invited you.
Actually, no, we tricked her into that.
Yeah, we told her we'd take care of the kids all weekend, when in reality, we plan on getting so drunk that you end up taking care of our children.
And eventually, taking care of us.
She thought I would like this? Does she even know me? I can't do this. I'm going to tell her I need to go back to work, and I think it's better if we all just go home.
Greg, you can't do that. I mean, she worked all week on this. I mean, you can't tell her she ruined your birthday.
Well, I guess you're right. I mean, this is her gift. As much as I hate it, I guess I'm just going to have to close my eyes, grit my teeth, and pretend like I'm enjoying myself till it's over.
Hey, it's not like she hasn't done that for you.
Christine, what are you doing?
Spraying sunblock on the kids?
Well, spray closer. The particles are dispersing.
So what?
So what? God only knows what Savitsky thinks of me already. I at least want to leave the house exactly the way we found it. You're getting everything greasy.
Greg, you're being ridiculous, all right? It dissolves before it hits the ground.
Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it.
Hey, what am I supposed to do with these towels after I use them?
You used his towels. You used Mr. Savitsky's monogram towels.
Greg, relax, okay? I used them to dry off after I took a shower. It's not like I used them to wipe myself.
Yeah, we know this isn't a hotel. Just relax.
How? How am am I supposed to relax? It's taken me years to build this relationship with my boss. Now we're sleeping in his beds, using his towels, sitting on the chair, eating a jelly sandwich. Get off the chair. Get off the chair. Get off the chair. And go for a swim, sporto.
Okay, boys, why don't we go out on the deck and feed the seagulls? It's really cool. They're amazing scavengers. They snatch the food right out of your hands.
I'm sure they admire your work, too.
You having fun?
Yep, you bet. Oh, Sammy, let Daddy help you with that, okay? You gotta push the button really hard for the water to come out. See? Is that good? Kim, it's stuck.
What?
The water, I need a cup.
What?
The water, I need a cup. Oh. Oh, God. There's water all over the floor.
So what?
So it's everywhere. Oh, man, water got up under the refrigerator. Hand me that long spoon.
Right, it's water. It'll evaporate.
Or leave a watermark or cause mildew. I know this sounds crazy, but I'm going to feel a lot better knowing that it's all cleaned up. Oh, crap, I lost my rag.
See, you should have let it dry on its own. Well, I guess it's all water under the fridge now. Oh, come on, give me a little something, a little chuckle.
Stop it. Now I'm going to have to move the refrigerator.
You know, this looks just like when you were dancing with your fat cousin at our wedding.
Oh, what's that snap? Was that my back? Was that my back?
I think it was the fridge.
What?
Oh, you snapped the power cord.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
What's going on?
I just broke Mr. Savitsky's refrigerator.
He ripped the power cord off.
Well, that's no big deal. I'll just go to the hardware store and get a new one.
You sure you know how to fix it?
Oh, yeah, I mean, fixing power cords is easy, you know? Do it wrong once, you'll learn.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Well, I hope he hurries, because if this sits here long enough, it's going to start to stink.
Kind of like your cousin Nancy.
She had a thyroid condition.
Greg, come on outside. Sammy and I are making a sandcastle.
Where the hell is Jimmy?
He must have run into some traffic.
Well, I hope he gets back soon. All the food is going to spoil.
Honey, it's been a half an hour. I'm sure the refrigerator will stay cold enough. At least it will if you'd stop doing that.
I just don't want the food to go bad, okay?
Greg, it's food. Relax. If it goes bad, we'll buy more.
Oh, that's a good idea. Why don't I walk down to the corner store and buy some milk? And you can strap some rockets onto your ass, fly to Maryland, and get us some crab cakes. Come, it's getting too warm. I'm going to the bathtub. I'm gonna save this food. The bathtub was a bad idea. Where's Jimmy and Christine's cooler? I've got to at least save these crab cakes.
I think it's on the deck.
I got the cord. Where's Greg?
I don't know. He's running around here trying to keep the crab cakes cold.
Why didn't he just leave them in the freezer? I was only gone a half an hour.
I know. That's what I told him.
You know, Kim, this is a really nice thing you did for Greg's birthday.
Oh, thanks. You know, it just doesn't really seem like he's enjoying himself very much.
Well, are you kidding me? He's having a great time.
He gets so wound up about things. I just wanted to get him out here for the weekend so he could relax.
This place is so beautiful. How could you do anything but relax?
You know, I knew this would be a good idea because Greg loves the beach. We used to drive down to Ocean City together. Greg couldn't get there fast enough.
No, the sooner I get this fridge fixed, the sooner Greg can relax.
Yeah, those birds really got you good. There's a clump of your hair missing back here.
Well, you should see them. I tore a lot of their feathers off.
It's okay, Greg. We all know you can beat up a bird.
All right, well, I unclogged the toilet and got all the spaghetti out of the tub. Reminds me of the night we got food poisoning at that Italian restaurant.
All right, well, the fridge is fixed.
Well, great. Come on, let's get out of here.
What? No, honey, Mr. Savitsky said we could stay for the whole weekend.
Yeah, but honey, he didn't know we were going to break his fridge, flood the bathroom, and destroy his crab cakes.
Well, but everything's fine now.
No, everything's not fine. I don't want to be here. This was a bad idea.
What?
Oh, God.
This is going to get ugly.
What do you mean this was a bad idea?
This whole birthday thing, it's a bad idea. I'm not comfortable in my boss's house. I'm not comfortable leaving work early. You should know that. Do you even know who you're married to?
Yeah, I know who I'm married to. Someone who's so scared of his own shadow, he can't have a good time.
This is not about having a good time, Kim. This is about my job. I have carefully built this relationship with my boss, and I can't risk it by having you calling him up asking for these favors. What if Mr. Savitsky hates me for this?
Greg, all of this just happens in your own head. Like at his party when I had to practically drag you over to talk to him, it turned out great. You know, you wouldn't even have that job if I hadn't convinced you you deserved it and should apply for it. Get mad at me all you want, Greg, but you'd be nowhere without me. You're just a crazy little puppet, and you're lucky that I'm pulling the strings.
If that's somebody with a pizza, this is the greatest day of my life.
Hello?
Mr. Savitsky!
I hope we're not disturbing you. Hey, Jimmy!
Hey, Mr. Savitsky.
Your family's here too, huh?
Well, I didn't know my wife was going to invite them, but then again, I didn't know my wife was going to call you.
The more the merrier. We just stopped by because we left something we needed for tonight.
Oh, my God. It's the crab cakes, isn't it? I am so sorry, Mr. Savitsky.
No. We just left our concert tickets in the bedroom.
The wife and I are going to see Cher at the Staples Center tonight.
Ah, as much plastic surgery as she had, her face is more like the Staples Center.
My wife?
No, Cher.
Oh. Now, what's this about the crab cakes?
I am so sorry, Mr. Savitsky, but we ate them.
Well, good. I'm glad you liked them.
So you're not mad that we ate them?
Of course not. That's what they're there for. I mean, what else are you going to do with them? Feed them to the seagulls?
All right. All set.
Great.
See you later. Bye-bye.
Okay, we'll have a great time at the concert. I hope she's wearing one of those sexy thong things.
My wife?
No, Cher.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great. All right, well, happy birthday, Warner, and I hope you have a great time the rest of the weekend.
Okay, thank you very much. Have a good time tonight. Thanks again. Well, he wasn't mad at all about the crab cakes, and he didn't seem bothered that we're here.
See, I told you you had nothing to worry about.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I am crazy. I need to have more self-confidence. I mean, the guy likes me. Why can't I accept that? The guy really, really likes me.
Can you believe that, Putz? First his pushing little wife asks to borrow our house, then he invites his whole family over and they eat our crab cakes. Who the hell does he think he is?
Oh, lunch is ready. And I found a box of crab cakes in the back of the freezer that they didn't eat.
Oh, thanks, honey. You know, it's such a nice day, I think I'm going to eat these out on the deck.